Hello, Zach.
All right, so in case you guys didn't know, my name is Zach.
Hi, Zach!
Hi, everybody. I'm super excited to be your team director and just to be on this retreat. A little bit about myself. I go to DeLand High, go Bulldogs. I'm a senior. I dual enroll. I used to do IB. And I wrestle, weightlift, super involved in the youth group, all that good stuff. So we're all super excited to have you guys on this weekend. You know, we've all been preparing for a really long time. And, you know, we all feel like God really called you guys on this retreat to be here. Like Rick was talking about with the Antioch, with why we call it Antioch, is because just like the disciples showed what it was like to be a Christian to everybody else, you know, we want to be the people that show, you know, like, because, all right, so the disciples back in the day, everybody looked up to them because they loved each other, you know, they showed compassion, they were super close, and they really just loved everybody. So, you know, our goal is we want to be like the disciples, and we want to love everybody, and we want to, you know, spread the love of God to everybody. So whether that's in, you know, school, where it can be tough to do that sometimes, trust me, you know, your families, wherever it is. So we're trying to spread the love. Okay, also, by the way, like, I've never used a microphone because I'm not Hannah Montana, so, like, let me know if I'm, like, just let me know if you can't hear me in the back. All right, thank you.
You're good.
Okay. So on this weekend, the best part is that we're not alone, all right? So there's a ton of people that are here to help you guys. And my favorite group of people, and they have by far the coolest name, is the God Squad.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Now, like, thank you for such enthusiasm about the name God Squad. All right, I guess no one thinks it's cool. It's a little better. All right. So, I'm sure there'll be more cheering once you guys find out what the God Squad does. So, they provide our food for the weekend, and, like, it's not just... And, you know, it's not just food, it's, like, food. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys, when, like, you're talking to people or people are trying to get you to come, a lot of people probably mentioned how we have really good food, because that's one of the highlights of the weekend, and Jesus, but the food's pretty good, too. So, you know, and along with the God Squad, we also have a ton of people praying for us. Like Rick said, you know, we've been preparing for months, so all of us, our families, everyone in our church, you know, is praying for you guys. They've been praying for you guys, and they are the whole weekend. You know, we've been preparing for, like, 3 months. So, you know, everyone with the shirts, like Rick said, we're here to help you guys. So if you have any questions, concerns, or you just want to talk to somebody, you know, come see any of us. I'm sure we'll be happy to help. And if someone isn't, let me know. So, yeah, I'll show them. All right, no. Not that soon. So, you know, you guys met that funny-looking fellow, Rick. You guys will meet everyone else. You'll meet everyone else later, like he said. And, you know, we're trying to bring the new Antioch. So... Who has a busy schedule? I know I'm, like, super busy. We're all high schoolers, mostly high schoolers. I don't know. Pretty busy life. All right. So a lot of times, like, we're all super busy, and we don't really have time to stop, sit back, and, like, think about our life. You know, what are our plans for our life? What do we want to do? Where are we going? And so our goal is, you know, like Rick said, he wants to, you know, you guys don't have any worries this weekend, you know? So take a step back this weekend, and, you know, think about that. You should have time to reflect and pray about it. So, you know, I invite all of you guys to do that. So for my schedule, I'm pretty busy fellow, right? So, you know, I'll go through my week. You know, every morning I wake up and I go to school. I have all seven classes at the high school. I have a dual enrollment class and a few AP classes. So, I mean, I got a pretty good workload going there. After school, you know, basically year round, I have wrestling because, you know, I'm always on that grind. So, you know, yeah, unless you tear your meniscus, then you kind of can't wrestle. So, you know, pray for me. So wrestling season just started. So it's like every day until 5:30, but, you know, like I said, year round, basically I have that after school, and that goes, you know, I get home. And then 3 days a week, I usually have work. Catch me at Wendy's, minimum wage. So, you know, 3 days a week I have that. And then, of course, like probably most of us, we all have homework. We got to study, we have chores, and then on the weekends, every Saturday, basically, I have a wrestling tournament, which we wake up at, like, 7, we go, and we don't get back till, like, 4 or 5, and then, you know, we usually just chill out with each other. So that pretty much takes up my Saturdays, and then Sundays I have church, sometimes I have youth group after, And then, you know, football season just ended for high school, so, you know, like Friday nights I go to that too. So pretty busy schedule. And then, of course, on top of all this, like, try to fit in some social life, you know, like having friends. I got like 40 streaks on Snapchat. That's like my big thing. Catch me after the treat when you get your phones back. Unless, here, raise your hand if you still have your phone. I'll add you right now.
No one.
No one? All right. Yeah. So Snapchat, that's like, you know, pretty big thing in my life. So I don't really have time to, you know, pray or read my Bible, you know? It's like I've got like so much stuff there that I don't really see the time to fit it in, you know? I usually end up staying late anyway as it is. So it's not like I can just read it before I go to bed, because it's sometimes at like 2 o'clock. So, you know, occasionally when I go to church, you know, I'm zoned out a lot of the times, like, not going to lie, because, you know, I have, like, a lot going on. So, like, I'm just, like, thinking sometimes when my mind wanders. And, you know, that happens. But, you know, so I like receiving the Eucharist every week. So that's good. And then sometimes at youth group. So that's only, like, twice a week sometimes that, like, I get to talk to God. So what this weekend's for, like I said, is, like, so that we can all sit back, because, like I said, we're pretty much all busy. So we can all, you know, chill out and, you know, take time away to think about our relationships with God. And the whole weekend is already planned out. It's like a roadmap for our faith. So everything's already planned. You know, we have talks like this one, and they get better, I promise. You know, for like reflection and stuff like that, and to like think about ourselves. And then we have discussion groups, which we can go talk to the other people at our tables. And we just ask that you guys are open at your tables, like Rick said. The more you put in, the more you're going to get out. And, you know, what's set at your table is just keep it between you guys, because you don't need to go spreading the news about Bobby and Sue and whatever they do. You know, it's whatever. And then, of course, we've got a ton of fun activities. You know, we've got games. We've got good food. I know it's not an activity, but like I said, it's, you know, you gotta get there. And then we have praise and worship, which I don't know if who likes singing, and I like dancing, so it's good enough. You guys got to be singing, because some of us have bad voices. You guys have to drown people like me out. So when we're out there singing, the words should be up on the screen, so please sing so no one has to hear me. So the places that you guys need to know, where you guys came in, people ran out to your car, took you and your bags, maybe came through like a tunnel thing. That's the Bosco Center. That's where we're going to eat. We're going to have praise and worship. We'll have some skits. And that's where us guys are going to be sleeping on the weekend. So this is the newly named St. Teresa of Calcutta, Calcutta Hall. It's also called the talk room. So if we're ever over there and you hear someone say, go to the talk room, or something about the talk room, that's what this is, because talk, and then it's like a room where we give talks. So it's called the talk room. Did you get it? Yeah? No? Okay.
Throwing down that knowledge.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how that works, right? All right, so if we go out the doors that we all came in, right across the courtyard, you maybe can see like a little like window thing, and that's our adoration chapel. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round, we have people that are sitting in there praying for us. There's always someone in there. So, you know, they're praying, so we need to do our best to be quiet whenever we pass it, just, you know, to respect the people that are in there, and of course respect Jesus, because he's always present in the chapel. And then we have our church, which is straight that way. Tomorrow night we'll be going in there, and we'll have church Sunday. Oh yeah.
Jesus.
And then we also have the library, which I think is where the girls are sleeping, and you guys will see where that is later when you go to sleep. Also, any just like a little side note, if you guys had any medicine or something that's supposed to be turned into Beth.
If you're a male, it gets turned into Tim.
Yeah. So Tim, if you're a guy, Beth, if you're a girl, you know, turn it into them, and they'll hold on to you if you need it. All right. So we have a few rules for this weekend, because, you know, we got a pretty busy schedule, and we don't have time to, I mean, we have a lot of time to do fun stuff, but if we keep straying off and doing other things, you know, we're not going to have time to get everything in. And we've been trusted with you guys by, like, your parents and stuff, so we got to, like, you know, make sure you guys are all here and safe. So we have a video that we're going to play. I'll move these things so you guys can see.
This is Steve. Steve is a candidate on the Antioch Retreat. But Steve doesn't know the rules, so let's show.
And that is your rules video.
Yeah.
Steve. No.
It wasn't me.
I'll never know.
An error here. We'll refresh it.
Yeah, we can just reenact it. Is that one?
Oh.
Here we go.
Steve is a candidate on the Antioch Retreat, but Steve doesn't know the rules, so let's show him. Steve's girlfriend, Becky, came on the Antioch Retreat. Becky is a very promiscuous girl, and she is tempting Steve. Steve, you're not allowed to fool around with Becky. Boys are blue, and girls are pink. Together, they make purple. No purple. Steve thinks the retreat is very boring and stupid. His friend lives right around the corner. Steve has an idea. He is going to leave and go to his friend's house. Oh, no, 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 Steve. You can't leave the retreat. Steve's buddy Chris hid some alcohol in his bag. Chris gave some to Steve. Steve, you should know better. You're not allowed to drink alcohol at Antioch. No drugs or alcohol. Billy purposely tricked Steve, and now Steve is angry. Steve called Billy a mean name and said a bad word. You're not allowed to swear at Antioch. While in the talk room, one of Steve's fellow candidates said something very personal. Steve thought it would be funny to tell his best friend Eugene. Steve, it isn't very nice to talk about people's personal information or secrets. What's said at Antioch stays at Antioch. Now that Steve knows the rules to Antioch, he's going to have a great weekend. Are you?
And that was back before I tore my meniscus and before I had the fro, actually. All right, so those were all the rules. Then we have a few more things that aren't actually, like, rules, but, you know, it's things that we're supposed to, like, you know, tell you guys. So you guys all got your name tags, so make sure you keep them on so we ain't got to, like, identify you by, like, your, like, brown hair, brown eyes, wearing blue shirt, you know, J's on, I don't know. Like I said before, your input equals your output, and so if you really open up and you gotta trust the other people at your table, and you have to trust God with you this weekend, and I promise you guys that it'll pay off, and you're gonna get the result that all the people wearing these shirts got. So at your tables, you know, there's no right or wrong answers, and never discourage someone or make fun of them for what they say, because you know we're just having a discussion, we're just talking about it, so. If someone messed, you know, we've all made mistakes in the past, so if someone says something, you don't have to make fun of them, and don't go tell other people, like I said. At lunch or breakfast, dinner, wherever, whenever we're eating, try not to sit with the same people every time. It's okay if, like, you want to sit with your friend, but don't have the same group every time because, you know, maybe other people want to sit with other people. I don't know. Like, you don't be person hog. Everyone should participate, at least in your discussions. Because even if you don't think that whatever you're saying is going to help you, or like you don't think that you want to talk about it, maybe someone else at your table was going through the same thing or had the same struggles as you, and they just didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to be the first person to say it. So, you know, just be open, like I said, and you know, you can help everyone at your table, and we'll help each other and grow together. Yay! So, when I was in your guys' position, like, 3 years ago, you know, I wasn't too sure what to expect. I have an older sister. She's a year older than me. She came on the retreat, you know, a year before me. And she was like, oh, yeah, it was so cool. And so I was like, oh, okay, it might be cool. So, like, I kind of didn't really know what to expect. I kind of came, but I was open. You know, I didn't know a ton of things. Like, I know a lot of people have, like Rick said, have grown up Catholic. And, you know, I did, but I was never, you know, I would never practice it. So, like, I didn't really know a ton about, like, Jesus or the Bible. Like, everyone had all these memorized verses. I didn't. But, you know, I just had an open heart. So, really, wherever you guys are right now, it doesn't matter. As long as you're open to God this weekend, you know, it can be a life-changing experience. And that's what it was for me. So, all these retreats are different. But, you know, this one's not going to be the same as the last one or the one that I was on. So God put you guys here for a reason, you know, specifically. You're all supposed to be here right now listening to me talk and all this. So, you know, just be open to God. A big comparison that we have this weekend is the rock and the rose. You know, a rock is lifeless, it's dead. You know, it's not going to change, it's just going to sit there, be lame, I don't know. And then we got like a big, beautiful, like this, it's like, I'm talking this big, it's a rose. Like, it's not like a, it's like a big rose. Like, all right, so like the roses, like, you know, they're full of life. They can grow, that one can grow even bigger, it can grow to like that big. And you know, it needs things to grow and to live. It needs sun, it needs food, and it needs water. So we all encourage you guys, like this weekend, we want you guys to be the roses. You know, be open so that you can grow. If you're closed and like the rock, you're not going to change at all. You know, no matter how much you talk to a rock, it's not going to change. I promise, I know from experience. You know, so be the roses this weekend. The last thing I want to do is everyone stand up. All right. So if you are a guy, sit down. Good exercise. All right. If you're like 14 or 15 years old, stay standing. If not, sit down. Okay. So you got, all right, now look around, whatever. Okay, now you guys can sit down. So Mother Mary was about, everyone who was just standing, she was your guys' age when Jesus, or when she was called to have Jesus. And so I think that's a pretty big deal because, you know, that's not a lot of people are like super mature, super, you know, great people at that age. And I know I wasn't. And, you know, she was open to God's will. And so I just want to close in a prayer that we're dedicating this weekend to Mother Mary. And because she's our spiritual mother, so she's going to help us. So if you all bow your heads in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Mary, let us all be like you this weekend. Let us be open to your will and to God's will. Let us accept all the plans that he has for us, just like you accepted the plan. Let us put all fear and doubts aside, and let us have a great weekend and make great friendships. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it.